This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Took a lot of programming, but I think I got it this time. I am so sorry.
Are you on your phone or are you on your laptop?
I'm actually on my phone this time. But let's see. With everything that has been going on in society, on social media, in my personal life, as well as my business life, It is hard in this, you know, day and age, mm-hmm. but now people are starting to come out more with, like, you know, self-love. Like, every day I have to wake up and look in the mirror, give myself 5 compliments, because it may not seem like it from the things that I post on my social media, but I'm the most self-conscious person out there.
Right.
And I debate on whether to just, like, take the photo down within the first 3 seconds. I'm like, no, this ain't it. Then I have somebody take the phone away from me, because if not, it's never going to be seen by the day of light.
Right.
But sometimes you really have to, like, it's not even just, like, you know, bodily features. It's mainly, you'll tear yourself down. Like, I'll find myself tearing myself down about how smart I am, because sometimes mm-hmm. I can be the dumbest person in the world. And I have to be like, oh, well, you got to remember, you wouldn't have gotten to where you are had you not have sat down and actually thought things through. Like, mm-hmm. it takes a real genuine and sophisticated and smart person to actually slow down and be like, hey, I'm looking at this all wrong. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize that you're looking at yourself all wrong as well. Like, in this society, growing up, like, as a kid, like, you know, being a little Black girl, you don't see that many, like, as much representation back then as you see now. So you're just like, you start to hate on your hair, you start to hate on the shade of your skin, you start to think mm-hmm. that you had a different color eye, if your skin was brighter, if your waist was smaller, if you didn't have hips, if you didn't have a chest, if you did have a chest, if you did have a butt. But now mm-hmm. you look at yourself and realize there's somebody out there who wants to look like you, who wants to be like you, think like you, look at the world like you.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
Good. Go ahead. I love it. I'm loving it. For real.
But it's crazy, because, you know, you have those days where, like, you know, you get up and you buy that little outfit. Just mm-hmm. go out, buy an outfit, do your hair, look at yourself in the mirror for 10 minutes at a time, be like, I am awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I am amazing. And how am I supposed to find somebody to love? Like, as RuPaul once said, because I can't, you know, take his quote and not give him the credit. He's my favorite, like, inspiration, like, growing up. If you can't love yourself, how are you supposed to love somebody else?
That's it. That's it right there.
You start yep. validating yourself by the way people validate you. And it was, for me, it was terrible. Because growing up, I'm thinking I look like a little boy. Like, I was the most tomboyingest person out there. And I let that be my, I guess, my camouflage. I'm just like, okay, I don't have to put any effort in the way that I look. I can just wear my brother's clothes and mm-hmm. be tough. And if somebody talks about me or says that I'm ugly or something like that, it's like, whatever. Because I'm a tough boy. But I had to realize I'm a little girl.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
I was there, so I understand that.
it was difficult, because I didn't know how to match clothes until, like, embarrassing to say, high school. Like, I walked in the store, but, like, you gotta have, like, you'll find that one color in clothing and it makes your skin pop and you're like, oh, light bulb.
Right.
This looks good on me, this looks nice. And then you get that glow about yourself, you're like, I've never noticed, but I have that rare shade of brown in my skin. That's crazy.
Mm.
Or I have a cleft chin, and no other girl that I mainly see out there in life, they all have dimples, but I have a cleft chin, and that's unique. You got to find those small little things about yourself and learn to love them.
Yep.
Because you'll tear and tear yourself down every day. And in a society that's telling you that, oh, you're one in a dozen. No, I'm not one in a dozen. I'm one in infinity, because there's going to be nobody else like me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to learn to love myself, because you never know who's watching. And there are always people watching. Like, if you ever seen the Netflix show You,
I feel like
you have a stalker. There's a stalker out there, and they're watching you. So nobody else can be you. And they looking at you bad hard, so give them something to look at.
Give them something to see, honey.
Give
yes.
them something to see.
I agree.
But self-love is so important nowadays, because you're not, like, a lot of people don't grow up with it in their family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Families who don't express love.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to not see their self-worth because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have somebody who's never had a family, or, like, you know, maybe they were adopted, maybe they've been alone since day one.
Mm-hmm.
That self-love is what's going to put you in the here and now. You're going to realize that you may be a testimony to someone else.
Mm.
Like, I'm muscular as crap. And I used to hate that about myself. But then I'm just like, can't beat my tail. And I'm just like, okay, look, my metabolism's going to eventually kick the bucket when I get older.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing. You just gonna settle in all the right places.
Right. Heck yeah. Yep.
But I feel like with self-love, it's also a mentality thing. Like, you'll get in that little rut every now and again where you just start to think about the saddest things, and you start to hate yourself. You start to remember all the stuff that you're self-conscious about, but you gotta get out of the habit. And the way to get out of that habit is to, like, I mean, leave post-it notes on your mirror if you need to. Like, my brown eyes. I love my skin. I love my hair. It may not be as full as I want it to. It may not be as thick as I want it to, but I love it.
I like that.
Yeah.
You got some pretty hair, though. I seen your picture today. I think it was today. You said I did my hair, and you did your hair in the cute little, the rubber bands with the hair and the ponytails. I was like, yo, that's cute. I ain't seen that in a minute, but that is, I like that. I used to do my hair like that. So that's cute.
I grew up wearing, like, cornrows all the time. And for, like, the longest time throughout high school, everybody thought I was a boy. Because, you know, I didn't come in yet. Like, it waited until senior year to come in. I was a very late bloomer. In elementary school, the principal, and I think this set the tone for the rest of my life, legit thought I was a guy. And when I tried to go into the girls' bathroom, my brother had to come up. God works in mysterious ways, because he was in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
The principal was about to take me to the office and call my grandmother and say, like, oh, well, he's sneaking into the boy bathroom. And it's just like, no, principal, he is a she.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
So,
wow.
I had to self-love to, like, goodness gracious, it's like, it's still there. That insecurity is still there.
Of course, yeah.
And still to this day, people will ask me, oh, you a boy or a girl? I'm just like, I can't help it. I'm androgynous. At times, I can be androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
The push-up bra in there is androgynous. But
I like that. That was funny.
You gotta get out of that mentality. Like, it's difficult. And once you get out of there, and take it one day at a time. It helps. It does. But I would like to ask for your experience on that as well, because, like, I want to hear your insight on that.
So, I'm glad you asked, because for me, growing up as a little girl, I was always told I was ugly. I was always told that I was too black. So I kind of made myself into a tomboy as well. Like, I played in the street with the boys, climbed trees, played football, trying out for the football team in middle school. Like, I didn't really, I mean, even when I started growing boobs, like, I still was like, yeah, I'm still like a tomboy. Mm-hmm. And so I had somebody tell me, like, hey, you're going to have to wear a bra. You're starting to grow boobs. And I was like, oh, why? Okay. Right. I was like, why? But okay, I'll put on a bra. And, you know, like, going through middle school and high school, it was one of those things to where I didn't care about being girly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not going to say I didn't love myself, but I was going through so much with like being in foster care and going to different schools and different homes. I was just not there to really care about being a girl. Like, I was just like, okay, I'm here. So I think for me, when I really started to be girly girl is like after college, like my first year in college, I started growing my dreads. Everybody thought that I was a stud because I didn't dress up. I didn't put on makeup. I was just, you know, rocking it out with big baggy clothes. And they used to think that I was a stud. And one day I was like, all right, we're going to do a makeover. They did a makeover for me. And I was like, oh, that's cute. So I started being girly. And I started thinking I was pretty, you know.
And so that one light bulb. There you go.
Right. Right. It was that one little light bulb. I was like, oh, I'm kind of cute with makeup on. All right. With these little tight pants on and my little push-up bra on and stuff. I was like, all right. But truth be told, when I really started loving myself, I probably would have to say it was in 2017, like recently. Like, mm-hmm. I'm about to be 35 this year. So I really started loving myself. Thank you. Hey, you right? But no, I really did start loving myself. I went through so much stuff mentally to the point where I lost myself. And I don't even know how I came back from that, but it was just something clicked one day and said, you know what? You're going to really have to start loving you for you. And now I'm to this point that I really don't care what people say about me. Yeah, I'm kind of chubby and I got a little stomach and, you know, I'm a big girl. And either you...
We got goals.
We got curves. That's it. That's it. You either gonna love it or you don't. That's it.
Take a roll.
That's it. You gonna love these rolls or you're not. One or the other. It don't matter to me.
Trying to be sticks out here creating fires. That's
for real. And you know what? I didn't like myself when I was skinny. I used to be skinny.
Oh no, I don't even remember there was a time that I was. I don't, because I was a tiny baby, premature, and I wasn't mm-hmm. big, and then I was mm-hmm. muscular, and then I got like a little bit of hips, and I was like, I don't think there's ever a time to be skinny, so it's fine. If I never was it, how can I know how it feels? So I don't think I'm missing out on anything, really.
You're not. And that's not to knock the skinny people. It's just that you're not.
Of course not. It's just like,
you know what I mean? Not yeah.
Not all.
It definitely wouldn't look good on me. My head too big. Like, I mm-mm.
Right?
Like,
you got a fat face. You can't be skinny and have a pie face. We like flying it out here. Like, you can't just
for real.
Deliver off. You gotta your face gotta match the body. And I
ain't gotta match the body. That head gotta match the body, honey, for real. But I do what you said too. I don't put like sticky notes up, but I definitely will tell myself every day. I tell myself something good about myself. Like and for me, I try to let other people know, like my daughter, I let her know that it's not about the outer appearance all the time. Sometimes, majority of the times, it's about what's going on the inside. Because you can put on all this stuff, the expensive clothes, makeup, weed.
Crap in the inside. Just
right.
Ooh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I am so and glad you said that. Oh my goodness.
For real, but it's true.
What's happening for the people in the back, please.
And you got to think about it, because there's a lot of pretty girls that I know they look better than me that are ugly on the inside. You know, they don't have a good personality. They got a nasty attitude. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lord.
So I thank God for who I am, and I say my personality makes me beautiful. So
it does. I mean, you're a beautiful woman, but your personality, no, actually, no. Your personality is already beautiful. Your looks is just a bonus.
Right. I like that. I like that. I'm putting that on a t-shirt. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
It's like, me growing up, I always noticed that, like, you know, and the black culture, I've always noticed that they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're pretty for a dark skin girl. And I'm like, I'm not even dark skin. What?
Oh, my goodness.
My foundation from Fenty says 420. That is the happiest day of the year for some people. Warm toffee and Revlon. Don't do that. Revlon. I am a toasted chestnut. And black and bold. Y'all calm this mess down. Dark skin.
Calm down.
Dark skin. Right. Is, I don't care, but I'm not even. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Just what something somebody came up with.
It is. And like with that, growing up, I always found that men were never, like the black boys were never attracted to me. And for the longest time, I was like, well, there must be something wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm up here trying to pull the white chocolate brothers. Trying to pull the Asian persuasions. And I can't even get the chocolate ones to look at me. What's going on?
Girl.
That really affected, like, how I felt about myself to the point where I was just like, man, now you got to get to the point where you don't care. And like you said, how you had, when you started loving yourself. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just recently... I kid you not, maybe like 2 weeks ago, started loving myself.
Hey, gotta start somewhere.
Oh, most definitely. Like, I was so afraid to let someone see my natural hair, let somebody touch my hair for it, like, on a prayer. Like, you know how your mom always like, oh, don't let nobody play your hair. That's to like a whole new level. You're not allowed to touch my hair. You're not allowed to see my hair. Nobody else is allowed to do my hair. I've been doing my hair since middle school.
Wow.
Like, it was just such a nerve-wracking thing for me. Like, I felt like if you saw my real hair, you saw my ugly.
Mm.
And then when growing up with a father who, like, I had a very abusive father.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always, like, beat me down because I actually look like my mother. And my mother is a very beautiful woman. I always just think goddess to me. Like, her facial features, her flared nostrils, her beautiful big lips. She has a gorgeous, like, she has the London look gap, and it looks like it's supposed to be there.
Yes.
I felt like I didn't look enough like her, and that was the reason why he treated me that way. He would like say, oh, you look like a witch when you wear makeup, don't do that. Why do you put those things in your hair? Or you shouldn't wear your natural hair, it's naughty, it's nappy, no one likes that. Why do you wear those clothes? Those don't fit you. You should dress like a little girl. You should know how a woman's supposed to dress. And I'm just like, well, I'm sorry, sir. Please teach me.
Right.
So, for the longest time, like, after 10 years old, that's what I had to deal with.
Wow.
Like, my mom wasn't really there, but at the times that she was, I always saw her beautiful. She always knew how to dress up. Like, every day, may not have been Sunday, but she dressed like it.
Mm.
Match each day.
Mm.
And it's tremendous to see that even after your high school years, and during the time that you're in college and you're still trying to find yourself and you still feel self-conscious, I feel like I'm 50.
Like, what? I
experienced to be 50. And it's just immaculate to see that somebody can take so long to come into their own even when they are an adult. So the fact that, like, that you said that, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not too late.
It's never too late. Believe that, like... never too late, for real. And it's not a rush, it's not a race, it's not something that you should rush into, but definitely do what you need to do to find yourself. Some people are 50 and 60 and 70 years old and still ain't found themselves. You know what I mean? So you sound like you're on the right path because of what you're talking about and what you're saying. And you know, I see your pictures, I see what you're doing. And the pictures that you post, like your modeling pictures that you post, you can't even tell that you have some type of self-consciousness about yourself. And don't get it twisted. Every woman does. Believe it or not, every single woman does. I promise you. But you know, sometimes you gotta accept your flaws and celebrate those, embrace them, and be like, whatever, this is what it is. Like, boom, you know.
Just go with it. Go with
right.
It.
Right. And that's the thing about it. Like the girls that are coming up now, and see, I have a daughter. She's 10. She's about to be 11 at the end of this month. So I had to, if not for myself, for her. But I really did it for myself to, you know, found myself, started loving me for me, so that when she gets to the point to where she's lost, she can look back and say, you know what? My mama did it. If she did it, I know that I can do it. Because it's really not easy.
It's not. But you just got to one step at a time. It's like, let's see, that movie Holes, when they were telling the story about the pig, the guy carried the pig. Each day, he's supposed to carry the pig there, let him drink, and carry him back. And you know, the pig's bigger. So, you know, the pig gets, the stronger you get. Because you're carrying this pig every single day. So let that pig be your self-confidence. Let that be one compliment every day. And with each compliment you give yourself, you are stronger for it.
I like that. That, I love that. That was lovely. See, and how old you say you were again?
21.
You know what? I love your mentality for just for saying that. That's great. Because at 21, honey, whoo, I don't know who I was. I have no idea who I was at 21. I was confused. But that's good. I'm glad. And don't let society tell you anything different, because with social media and TV and all this stuff, these females, some of them don't even be happy with who they are. Like, they really go get this surgery done, and these facelifts, butt lifts, and all this other stuff.
I get not wanting to look old. I understand.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, like, in college, I had to do, you know, reports on this stuff. Like, I actually had to do reports on, like, written reports. And, you know, I really took in the information if I got to write it and read it. But unlike plastic surgery, and a lot of people don't realize, it was mainly just for people with deformities. It was deformities. And when you're putting these things, like, you got to realize, like, okay, you may not like your lips, but guess what? If you rub it with a rag real hard, they plumping up, put some chapstick on it to seal the cuts or whatever that's up. But when you're putting these fillers inside your lips, you don't realize you're, like, messing with lymph nodes. You are pushing out the blood, the musculature. You're also tearing up the tissue that's inside your lips. All that stuff, like, you see them putting the shots in, like, on James Charles, I love him. Jeffree Star, Kylie Jenner, all these people, like, lip injections and just pushing the stuff in there. As it goes in, you're pushing the other stuff that's supposed to be in there out. And then you wind up with Trump lips. They ain't there no more. Because you can't afford it. Like, just one filler, like, goes for, I think, one syringe goes for $230. And that's just starting price. And it takes more than just one to fill your top lip. And then when you're getting these, like, facial injections, you, like, sure, you can get a lip filler for the first time, but it's, like, the first 3 days you have to put, like, some, like, a cold ice pack or something up there to reverse the effects. But after that, you're stuck with whatever's left until it, like, you know, starts leaking out. And you don't want to be kissing on somebody with, bags. And then all of a sudden, your little jelly stuff comes out. And
gets
you have people get knots in their lips because of it. Like, you used to have beautiful, soft lips, and now they got little rocks in there. I'm not going to knock anybody who does it.
Right, of course not.
Might be what gave them their confidence and them start themselves. But at the same time, don't go thinking that just because you do it, it's going to work for you. It doesn't work for anybody. Because sometimes you wind up with folks with botched surgeries. Yep. That's why this is so botched is out. You got this on Netflix now.
Yep.
And you have people, like, a lot of folks don't know, if something starts to happen during your surgery, because maybe you have thin skin, you have a medical condition, or just a compromise happens in your surgery, some doctors are out here doing procedures that are not even like standard or have been like proven to work. They do experimental stuff during the surgery to make sure everything goes well. Because you agree to this surgery and you're under, there's gonna be nobody there to like, you know, speak for you unless you want them to. And even that costs money for them to even, you know, be in the operating room. And it's a time crunch. It's a time crunch for your health. So start loving yourself now, because I guarantee you there's somebody out there who's already looking at you and already does. But you got to love yourself for you. You're even going to be able to love them. Because, like, how are you going to love them and you can't even, you know,
love get yourself.
That's for the longest fact. Time, I wanted surgery on my nose. I have a big nose. But it's the family nose.
Right? You don't want to end up like a nose like Michael Jackson, God rest his soul. Just saying.
No, I don't want that. That's what contouring's for. Thank you. Right. Bianca Del Rio, RuPaul, and Princess Tiara, who taught me how to contour. But then I wouldn't have noticed that I actually have a nice nose.
Right. There you go. Shoot. That's what's up.
It is.
I got to learn how to contour because I got a big nose too. So I'm like, that's one thing I'm trying to learn how to do is contour.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you. You know that crease that's in like in your eye? You follow that to the bridge of your nose. And then you go down and you don't like make two lines going like straight down. You make it going into a pinch shape and then you blend that and then you put a darker shade closer to the bottom. And then you blend that out. You take your setting powder and you go along the sides. And that's it.
Wow.
That is it. It took me 5 tries to figure that junk out. I was like, what am I doing? It's not right. Because mine don't look like that. And be sure that if you don't even want to use concealer, the more products you use on your nose, you cause more bumps and stuff. You have a lot more pores, nerves, and just all your, you know, that's your T-zone area. It gets really oily. You like don't even put like foundation at the tip of your nose. Just put concealer right there and a little bit of highlight. You good to go for the rest of the day.
That's what's up.
That is. I like wish that. I'd be that.
Yeah. For real.
Look like somebody took a sharpie to the side of my face one day. Woo! Well, nobody telling me nothing. I didn't have no friends then. Not that day.
They ain't even let you know.
Ugh. It was like, oh my gosh, you look so different today. I was like, do you like it? And then all of a sudden, I didn't realize I didn't blend it out. I put the camera up to my face. I was like, why didn't y'all tell me I ain't blend this? We thought you knew. What you mean you thought I knew? Obviously, I didn't.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
And I wasn't even into makeup like that. Like, I was always in I'm a big anime fanatic. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
Of Japan culture. So I wasn't really into makeup except for to do that.
And
all my photo shoots now, no, there's never been anybody else to do my makeup before. I've been the only person doing makeup. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna say I perfected my craft, but I got it down.
You're getting there. That's all that matters. True.
All that matters. But I know like let's see. There are like mantras that you can listen to. To kind of like boost your self-esteem every morning. It's actually one original Buddhist mantra that I have to memorize it. I can't say it today, but because I ain't trying to give nobody wrong advice. But if you look it up, it's all about self-care. It's about, self-care, self-love, and just loving, like, not like loving yourself, but just loving your infinity.
Wow, loving your infinity.
Just like
that's like the whole you, right?
Oh yeah, you, your existence, the impact that you've made on this world, the like truth that you've spoken into people. Just love your infinity.
I like that.
Cause like I've never noticed that I actually even gave off an infinity. I ain't even know what that was. I was like, you mean like a life sentence? Is that what you mean? Like, because that's what my friendship is.
All right.
But there's like, no, you give off like this charismatic, goofy, like you're never downing people unless they trifled you. Because like, I'm not going to lie, if you go against me, it's like,
it's war.
You do some mess. I'm gonna tear your soul out. But Don't cross me and I won't cross you. Don't cross my
That's
friends.
It.
Don't cross my family.
That's it.
To have the same respect for them as you would want to be respected with. But like, yep. Your would be the imprint that you've made on somebody. Per se, for a friend that I've had, she's always like, you always kind of, you know, hyped me up when nobody's hyping you up. You've always been the one to go out there and be crazy and be goofy. Just to make somebody laugh, you will embarrass yourself. Like, in general public, we can be in the middle of the mall, you'll just, like, you know, start hyping me up, being like, okay, okay, back at it again with the red tints, let's go, all right, hair slayed, weave slayed, lashes did, look at that wing liner, can cut somebody's throat, yes, ma'am, woo, sharp as I don't know what. And she's like, you just, you're positive, and you don't realize, but that has impacted all of us as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see that we doubt ourselves. And then the life experiences that you have gone through, you will sit there and you will tell, like, a lot of people can go out there and be like, oh, yeah, I know what it's like to be hungry. You know, I remember that time I had to wait 2 hours for lunch. And I'm just like, okay, first of all, you don't know what you're going through now. I know what it's like to be hungry. Growing up, living in a van.
Oh.
I remember, like, it was like do or die time when you're sitting there and you're going 5 days without food and you're just... So don't try to, you know, preach to somebody else that they're, you know, complaining about absolutely nothing. Because they're struggling.
Wow.
And just standing up for that person, I never even knew that, you know, I didn't know that was their situation. But apparently they needed to hear it. Your infinity can affect somebody so much. Whether somebody has been raped or molested, you are drawn to people who have gone through the same thing that you've gone through. I've been through a lot.
So, I feel you.
So I never know. I never know why I'm brought into somebody's life, but your affinity can be the thing that changes the difference. It may save a life that day. Just a compliment.
Wow. I'm glad you told me that. Because I always try to compliment people whenever I can, not knowing what their situation is. I just always try to give somebody a compliment every day because... You know, making somebody else smile is like the highlight of my day. If I can make them smile, that's the highlight.
When they smile back, or when they get that red tint on their face, or when they like, yo, try to shy out, I'm like, do not be shy. My energy, I feed off of that. Yes.
I love you. I love your energy, and you keep that same positivity for real, because that's beautiful. And we need a lot of people like that in this world. You know, it's so much hate going on and so much, you know, negative energy. I try to steer clear from that stuff.
I had to cut all that out. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't deal with the negativity anymore. It got to the point where now I'm only 21. And don't get me, I love my gray wigs. I love them. Like, silver and white and gray, that is my color.
I know. I see that.
But I've, like, a patch of gray hair in the back of my head, and I'm only 21.
Wow.
And it was simply because I had to, it was premature stress. Like, I started balding early, and then because I stopped stressing about it, I cut out all the negativity, like all the negative people. We're living in such a negative time now, it's kind of hard to get away from it, especially if it's your family and your friends that, you know, you've been around for such a long period of time.
Right.
Then you gotta realize, you know, they're not the ones who's losing sleep at night. You are. That's part of self-love. You got to learn one day, stop putting people ahead of you.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I get it if it's your kids, but your kids will be all right for like a good hour in the room while you in the bubble bath. You got your little chocolate strawberries. You have your candles. You got whatever the heck music you like listening to. I personally listen to heavy metal and like K-pop.
Right.
You know, it's their own.
To each his own, right?
You know, vibes and just chill out. Take a you day, because I cannot stress enough. Self-care. One more time. Self-care is so important. For your sleep. Two, for your mentality. And a lot of people don't realize that when you don't self-care, you tend to stress eat. When you're stressed, your body go off of whack. And when you are all stressed out, that's your heart, that's your liver, that's your lungs. Like, you can accumulate breathing problems just because you didn't take that one self-care day because you have anxiety, so much stress buildup.
Yep.
Like, I got all these health problems, and I'm just 21. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to kick it when I'm 30, but you know what? Self-care.
I definitely know that feeling. I've been there. I've experienced that this past year, so I know self, taking care of self is very, very vital to your body. Like, it is.
And if you are a mom, have a plan you a girl's night out. Or just like a mommy's unit white wine time. I'm not a mom, but I have a brother. And I basically raised him. So I feel like I'm on that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the stuff.
Like, just do you. Like, take time to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, I don't know, maybe, like, you're filling out paperwork. You're doing college homework. You're doing school homework. You're dealing with bills. Take 10 minutes. Breathe. Cut everything off when you get home from, like, work or school or something, and just breathe. And when I tell you, the atmosphere changes. Like, the room feel like it get colder, or to the comfortable temperature that you normally like. Mm-hmm. It helps. It helps so much. Like, I'm doing it right now. Just talking to you.
Me too.
This is like stress relief right here.
Me too.
Pause the TV.
Me too. I feel you. I can relate. I really can. Yes, ma'am.
And if it is, like, just go get your feet done once in a while. Like, I hate people touching my feet. I've had my feet done for the first time since I've been born.
Really?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, probably two. It's probably been about 2 or 3 times for me in a lifetime. So,
let's see. The first time I ever got my feet done, I think I was 20.
Wow.
Because I don't like people touching my feet. Like, I grew up, like, doing my mom's and them feet. I used to watch, like, when they go get their feet done. I knew my grandma, she worked on the VA ground. She was always tired. My mom was, like, working, like, under the table as a nurse, as a home nurse, as hospice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know, let me do something to help them out. I mean, I don't like this for personally for myself, but I know it helps them. So then I thought about, I was like, I started working. I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to get them hobgoblin feet. Like,
this pair hot goblin feet.
And I got my toes done for the first time, and I was like, I didn't like it. I accidentally kicked the lady in the face. I'm not allowed back at Diamond Nails.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
I apologize. It's okay, but I'm still not allowed back there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what carpet feels like.
Oh man. So silly.
I used to think that I had, like, monster looking feet, because, like, I have big feet for a girl.
Or
at least I do, because I wear like a size 9 and 10 in men.
I do too. It's okay.
So, like,
we'll be all right.
Exactly. You're gonna leave the
for real.
You're
gonna hear us coming. For real.
Fat, fat. Yes, ma'am. Walking on that poolside beach with your feet. Like, you don't know I'm here. Be coming up
that part.
It took that one day to be like, oh my gosh, you know, I used to hate my feet. Be like, I was that kid who always wore sneakers. You never catch me in sandals, never catch me wearing flip-flops, and you never catch me. And I was like, okay, that one thing that I did, you know, got that little rose gold nail polish on.
Ooh, that's your right? Skin color.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. And I was like, oh my gosh, My little chubby Vienna sausages actually look cute.
Oh, silly.
Yes, my little Viennas.
Oh, you are so silly.
Yes.
You are silly.
It's the only way to be. It's like, I just, because I now know that over the time of years, with everything that I have gone through, it was so much self-hate going on that to the point where, I'm not going to cuss on here, but somebody's obviously going to fill in the blank. I used to be an a-hole. Because of how much self-hatred I had.
Mm-hmm.
And me, growing up, I was always mature from, like, an early age to up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got throughout high school, I was like, okay, let's not do this because we don't make friends this way. You're reading people to filth and you're being mean. And they've done nothing to you. So let's try being nice.
I can relate. I've been an a-hole. I'm an a-hole sometimes too right now. So, and it's not nothing to do with self-hate. I just think that my tolerance for people is just,
I had a lot of tolerance for people. I think I was just mean for no reason. I used to be evil. I used to want to like just see, like I love psychology.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I like to see, and I think I got that from my dad. And I never, like at the time, I never met my dad until like I was 10. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother used to say, oh, you're like him. And I was like, huh? Who? Who's him? She's like, never mind. And then I used to see that I would like mess with people psychologically. Mm-hmm. I made people tick because basically, not like I'm not saying I'm an alien or something, like that's weird. But as me, I like to see what make humans tick. Like I want to see how far I can push you.
The reaction.
Subconsciously. Like toward either a decision, a choice to make you believe something, not believe something. And then I was like, oh my God. I am being a woman of being vindictive. No.
Oh man.
That was the ugly trait that I had and I hated it. And I hated how I could like always tell what somebody was thinking just by body language. Still to say I still do that, but like I don't mess with people's heads anymore. I stopped doing that because I was like, you mess with your own head when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you're mean.
And that is why you're mean.
And this is why you're mean. So I had to get out of that. And I noticed that like you could just say the smallest thing about somebody, whether you're like just joking, and you could tear somebody down.
Yeah.
I think that's what made me want to change.
Wow.
Like I never bullied anybody.
Right.
But I made one small comment about a girl's hair, like, oh, your ends are split. And she just broke down in tears. And I was like, oh my God, what's wrong?
Oh man, yeah, that's why we gotta be mindful what we say to people. Even with joking, sometimes a lot of people don't know that. Like women, we joke a lot with each other, but mm-hmm. and be calling each other, you know, joke about their flaws and stuff. But deep down inside, that woman that you just joked about, she's feeling that, and she's feeling insecure and type of self-consciousness about it. So that's something that I've had to learn how to do. And I've also had to learn how to stop taking, I had to learn how to develop a tough skin, basically. Because I had a lot of people that, you know, girlfriends that used to joke about my little insecurities, and they knew I was insecure about it, but they would joke about it. And I used to be like, why would you say that? You know, and would get an attitude. But then I was like, all right, I'm going to just develop tough skin so it don't bother me. And then I got to the point where I started making my own jokes about me. So before you even get a chance to joke about something on me, I'm going to joke on myself. I'm going to talk about myself. That way you can be like, oh, okay, well, I can't say that. Then you got to come up with something else to say.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I used to have my own little insecurity. Like, growing up, it was my sister who started the whole you look like a boy thing. And she was like, oh, that's why you're going to grow up and you're going to be a tranny.
Oh, or, wow.
And I was like, you're supposed to be my big sister. Why would you say something like that to me? And then the jokes continued. She used to say it out loud on the bus. It would happen in school.
Oh.
It got to the point where as I got older, like I was just, I wouldn't wear makeup. I wouldn't wear like feminine hairstyles. I would not wear a bra. I would actually wrap my chest down. I was like, man, wow. This underwire. Check me while I'm walking. It's not even worth it. In a sports bra, you just get that under boob sweat. We ain't trying to do all this. Baby powder does not last that long.
Oh, no, it don't. For real. But
where it wasn't until I actually moved up to Warner Robins. I went to downtown Macon for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a friend, and a random guy walked up to me. I mean, I didn't look like masculine in any way, I didn't look feminine in any way, but he walked up to me, grabbed my neck, and he's like, okay, you're a girl.
Oh, wow.
Is this how we doing things in Megan?
Oh, wow.
You could have just asked.
Right? Disrespect.
Like, I wasn't, we were both walking at the same time, so I walked into it. I was like, oh my God. Like, I almost spit. Like, what? Like, I got chopped in the throat. It was sickening. And that insecurity still to this day, hold on, because she's not going to stop. 1 second. Thank you, though. All right, I'm back. But yes, just the smallest things can really make or break somebody. It actually stopped me from going to church for a while.
Wow, really?
Oh yeah, they were like, I like your voice. It's very what's the word? It's like strong. It's like, and then I joked on myself. I was like, it's very masculine. It's like, yes, masculine.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ, Nazareth. I helped y'all till a garden, and this is the thanks I get. Okay, no more charity work.
Right?
It just completely cut me off from going there, and then I was like, okay. He just said it one time, I think I'll go back. And I was saying hey to people in the church, and then the deacon was like, oh, Sister Valtorin, you're back. I know that masculine voice anywhere. I'm like, what? He meant it as a compliment, and I know he meant it as a compliment. Like, he's a really older man. Like, he's from back in the day where you still call, like, women handsome. That's a handsome young woman.
What the That's world?
Me. Yeah. Uh-uh. And I don't think in his head he really knew he was saying something that upset me, and maybe if I had I said something, because a lot of times we choose to let people say things and not speak up about it, that it hurts us.
Mm-hmm.
Like with some people saying the N-word. Like, I actually don't really, I prefer not to use it. It's not really a nice word for either race to use.
Mm-hmm.
And you sound unintelligent at times. But some, I get if you're mad. It's like, like, it's not. And then I let that dwell in me so long to the point where I just stopped going there.
Wow.
I mean, I still, you know, I read the Bible. You know, Medea, read your Bible sometimes. But watch on TV. But it's to the point where it's like, if I walk in there, like, and then I shy away again, it's like they win.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not personally, but the insecurity. They win.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was serious.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know what to say, but that was serious.
Oh, I'll get deep and then get right back goofy. It's fine. Like, yeah, the insecurities, like, you'll notice that whenever you need self-love for somebody. Like, you have women who are self-conscious about their bellies. Like, for instance, my mother, she has a hiatal hernia. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it makes her look at times like she's pregnant, like when mm-hmm. she eats something. Like, she gets that, not the low bloated belly bump, but she actually plumps up as if she's pregnant. So she's very self-conscious about wearing fitted clothes, and I'm just like, no, you can wear this. You just need to find, for one, that area, you know, of placement for the garment, so that when you feel you're most comfortable, like you're mm-hmm. most comfortable. There are people out there who love a belly. Like, I love a belly. Yes. Nobody wants to sleep on a rock hard six pack all the daggone time. I get tired of feeling your ribs. But every now and again, we love a little belly. We love a little arm wing fat. That's that good cuddle right there.
That arm wing fat is the best,
that
honey.
Wing. That is that pillow that you wish that you had that you cannot find until. The world's softest pillow can never beat that. Come on, man.
Not at all.
Already preheated in the winter? Yes, ma'am.
For real.
Preheated to 350. Let's go. Or 98.1. The body temperature. But you see, you have people out here who will wear the big t-shirts, but wear the hoodies even in the summertime. Who will constantly wear pants because they feel like they have chicken legs, or they have the stretch marks on the calf muscle. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like me, I'm really self-conscious about my arms. Like, and sometimes they're very, you know, very buffed out, very defined, and I feel like, okay, this isn't feminine at all, and I get self-conscious about it. So I'll wear like long sleeves like year round. Mm-hmm. I'm just now getting to the point where I don't wear long sleeves at all. But you see me in the summertime, I'd be sitting there with a freaking sweater on. They're like, why do you have on a sweater? I'm like, this other one didn't fit.
It's too hot for that, honey.
I know. But I have hot nature friends, so it's cool. They have AC. But like, and then you have like, you know, certain stores that I would love to shop in. I couldn't really get my arms into the outfit. I'd be struggling to get it past the opening of the shirt.
Oh man, for real, right? I know that feeling.
And then you hear the string popping. You're just like, I can't do this. A string pop. I can fit.
And still can't fit it.
Still couldn't fit it. Have to buy the shirt just not tore it up.
That's a tragic.
It's tragedy, but I'm just like, you know what? It's cool. I'll go like get a pant leg or something and then tailor it to my arm and sew it up there. I don't care. What I liked it for the design on the front. I ain't like it for the sleeves.
Yeah.
And then you have people like, okay, I personally hate showing my face. If you notice, with like most hairstyles, I will always have my hair in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually. You can show a little bit of forehead for you girls out there, you know, who got those big old foreheads and feel like you have movie theater dreams.
For real?
It's
I know
cool
I do.
You got big dreams. You got a big mind, creativity. For those people who feel like they got a fat head and can't wear a hat, let me tell you something. You are a hat model's best friend.
That part.
You are a hat designer's best friend.
For real.
Those of you who, not to be nasty or anything, got feet self-consciousness, I guarantee there's somebody who buy your foot pictures.
Oh, yeah. Definitely is. Somebody out there.
On Twitter, they looking every day. I'm just like, eventually one day I'll be confident enough. And I will sell my foot pictures and pay a bill. But not today.
Not today.
You gotta realize that there's somebody out there that wants that.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, if you don't like it, and without surgery, and you can change it. And then like $20,000, like if you feel like, not it's not to like, you know, not a thought that, oh, if I were skinnier, I'd be more beautiful. No, if it was just like, I feel like I need to do this for me because of my confidence. Not, oh, if, it's I know.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that if I lose weight, I'll be more confident, more healthy, more positive, more positivity, and get more energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to have. Not, okay, if I lose some weight, if I stop eating this, if I cut out snacks here, maybe I'll be more attractive. There's never, like Todrick Hall said in his song, skinny does not mean pretty.
Okay.
Melanie Martinez, there are girls out here puckering up their lips and pumping up their lips until they can't breathe. And that's the truth. Girls out here learning how to copy and paste. No. You don't need to add things onto your body. Into your body, you are beautiful.
That's the way you are.
You just the way you are.
Well, that's what's up, man. This has been an awesome conversation. I am so glad that you finally got up here and talked to me.
I couldn't figure out what was going on. I guess it was my phone, probably. iPhones and everything, people.
iPhones and everything. Well, again, I do appreciate you joining in. Do you have an Instagram that people can follow you at?
Yes, Yes, I do. I am Silver Aries, the official page. Don't judge my content. It's weird. It's mostly modeling, some pride stuff, because I know there's a lot of people out there. Oh, by the way, happy Pride Month for y'all out there.
Ooh, whoop, whoop.
LGBTQU. XYZ, LMNOP.
LMNOP.
LGBTQ, you know you in there.
Yep, all day.
Pride Month, and remember, Black Lives Matter.
All the time. All lives matter.
Matter will not matter until a Black Life Matters.
That part. And that is the way we end this one. I love it. Ah! That was nice. Thank you so much again. Once I have everything processed, I will share the link with you so that you can share it.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate this conversation. I'm pretty sure this is going to help somebody out here in the world. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody will listen to it and it will help them.
So somebody remember, yes.
For real. So remember, stay positive, stay beautiful, and stay blessed.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.